Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk podcast for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. What's going on? What's happening? What's going on out there? Just another lovely day, lovely day, lovely day. It's a lovely day. Oh, it's another Thursday. Time to get all worked up for the weekend. Get all ramped up and excited for the weekend, only for it to come and then go. It's gone before you know it. But doesn't Thursday feel good? The anticipation. I don't know why I had to say that twice. I like Thursday. That's what Thursday's all about. It's there's that mood, that bouquet, if you will, to a Thursday. Of looking forward, of something exciting on the horizon. Apparently, Thursday is the best day for, I think it's sending emails, I want to say. Or send, is it newsletters? I don't know. It's one of those garbage wannabe marketing facts that I know. I think you're supposed to send out, like, if you want to catch people's attention, an email, you're supposed to send it out like Thursday at like 10 o'clock in the morning, between 10 and 2. That's when you hit them. Hey, everybody, want to come to my, backyard barbecue? It's Thursday. Yes. Yes, I do. I will RSVP. Yes. Only to later regret it once I'm actually there. Yeah, I'm having a good time. It's Wednesday night. It's actually Wednesday night here. Watching the Brewers womp on the Reds here. 7-0 so far. Man. Manny Pena, of all people. 3-run home run. They're making it look very easy here. Let's just take a little look-see. See where we are here. Oh! Brewers, we are down 3.5 games behind the Cubs this week. No me gusta. This is not what I was expecting when I pulled up the Google sports standings here. That's not so good. Keeping it well above 500, but yeah, 3.5 games down. Got some work to do there. They were showing something. It looks... Man, the Red Sox must have clinched at this point. Jesus, over 100 wins already. 103 wins for the Red Sox. 10.5 games above the Yankees. Oh, that reminds me of a video. I was supposed to watch something. They were doing something in Boston for that. Yeah, that's like far and away just the best. Best record in baseball, the Red Sox. Astros are coming kind of close. They're only a few games behind 100 wins. 100 wins. That's like a benchmark of some sort, right? Because what is it? 182 games, right? It's 182 games. I know it's like an even number. Yeah, I mean 100 wins, that's a good season, right? If you hit that. I mean, obviously it's a winning record, but I mean that's like a certain percentage, right? Of Yes, that is math. Yeah, see, I'm not crazy. Over the course of 126 seasons so far, 102 teams have won 100 or more games in a single MLB season. While this makes the feat a relatively common occurrence, the 100-win threshold remains the hallmark of the best teams in a given season. See? I like having these random nuggets of trivia tucked away for no reason. Oh, wow. So the Red Sox reached 100 wins for the first time since 1946. So you're telling me in 2004, when they won the World Series, they didn't have 100 wins? That seems odd. Because, I mean, that's not that far above 500. 100 out of 182. That's really not that much above 500. Yes, I'm doing the math. That's 550. That's a 550 win percentage, which is really good. But, like, is that seriously uncommon? Is that not doable a lot? Or is it just that, like, 100 wins is, like, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go all the way? I mean, obviously, you're not going to necessarily be the team that wins the series. But, I mean, obviously, you're there in the playoffs. It seems like it should. I don't know. Yeah, these standings are almost as messed up as football is so far after 2 weeks. It is early goings. It is early goings in football, but I cannot for the life of me believe what teams are still perfect out there. The only teams that have not lost after 2 weeks are the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Jaguars, and the Rams, and the Buccaneers. Those are your perfect teams. Those are your perfect teams. And Packers and Vikings tied. And I want to say there was another tie already too. Oh, there was. Yeah, the Browns and the Steelers. The Steelers gave the Browns their first half win. Week one. That's how messed up this season is already. Patriots are 1-1, already have a loss. And the Dolphins are on top of the division. Also, I don't understand how you have a division with the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Bills. New York, Boston, basically, and Miami. Something's missing. Something's missing in that division there. So I guess the Packers are tied for top of the division then with the Vikings after that tie. It seems like the first 4 weeks, correct me if I'm out of line on this, but it always feels like first 4 weeks in football are kind of like the test. It's just kind of like a little test run, if you will. Like first 4 weeks are like one season or like the preseason. It's like the preseason to the real season. You have the preseason and then you have weeks 1 to 4 and then you have like the rest of the season, right? Because the first 4 weeks are like everyone's finding their footing, all that. And you're basically going to find out who's going to have season-ending injuries, who's going to be out for the rest of the season. And, you know, if you make it past week four, you know, you're in the home stretch. No, I take that back. It starts over. It's like a brand new season, week five. Maybe because that's when it starts getting, I wonder if that's because that's when it starts getting colder at some of the outdoor games. I wonder if that's a thing. Is that a thing? Starts getting just that little bit chilly. So how's this going to shake up starting next week? Packers, we've got the Redskins, which is not a gimme. We're hosting the Bills, which you think would be a gimme. But the Bills in the past, I have come into Lambeau, if I'm not mistaken on that. And then Packers Lions, always going to be a fight to the finish there. But I swear the Bills, I'm gonna test my own knowledge here. The Bills at Lambeau have a record. The Bills at Lambeau. Buffalo Bills at Lambeau. It's not always a... See, this would be really awesome. Oh, they don't do it. If they would just go back and show all the previous games. Okay, here we are. Wow, they have not played as many times as you would think. Only 12 times? Only 12 times the Bills and the Packers have played each other. And the Bills lead the series 8-4. Granted, that's going back to the early 70s. But yeah, last time we met back in 14, Buffalo won 21-13. That was Green Bay at Buffalo. I completely take it back. Yeah, every time Buffalo is at Green Bay, Green Bay wins. So far, I mean, that's only like three games, you know, within the past couple of decades that we can really look at. It's not really saying anything. So again, you'd think that would be a gimme, but nothing ever feels like a sure thing. Nothing ever feels like a sure thing. But that can go both ways, too. I'll admit it. I turned off the Packer game on Sunday during the overtime when they had it all tied up, and they just no one could score. And then the Vikings got the ball back, and they got it. They drove it down to like the 40-yard line. I just turned it off because I was like, this is over. And then I was asking people later, like, I didn't even watch that game. How did it end? And apparently they tied. So that can be a good thing sometimes. Oh, man. So this past week, I've been looking for music. I've been looking for new music, and I can't find anything that I'm liking more than, like, maybe a song here or there that's okay. I need some recommendations, seriously, on some new music. I'm talking like new music, like 2017, 2018 music that I have overlooked somehow. That would be good. I need something. I need some serious recommendations because my phone is like, okay, I don't really do, I'll do the Spotify thing if I'm at home. Not if I'm out and about, like I just don't do that. And the music that's on my phone is just like, it's so erratic. It's all over the place. And my phone is just like so, it's so unorganized. Like my phone just, I think they like redid the app and it just totally screwed up like the organization. So I can't even tell. It's not even in alphabetical order when I look at the music, and I have no idea how to like sort it. So I'm just like randomly going through looking at all this old stuff. And it's all just old stuff. And I've just gone through it, and you know, I'm just always looking for the next good sound. So I need some serious like new music recommendations. Maybe something I can listen to off of YouTube. That would be good. You know, find a song here or there before we go the whole route and download it or something like that, you know? So I have to tell you, the other day, I was watching the Emmys. Well, I wasn't watching the Emmys. My girlfriend was watching the Emmys, and I had nothing better to do. So I was watching the Emmys, and it was really hard. It's really hard not to just make, you know, too many sarcastic comments. I just don't really understand awards shows. If you're not up for one of the awards, like, why would you watch? Or if, like, one of your family members was up for an award or something. So I'm watching the Emmys, which it's, again, I just don't get it. All it is a bunch of rich people patting themselves on the back and thanking people that you've never heard of. And I'd like to thank Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Rose. You guys did everything for me. That's great. Like, I don't know. I don't know who they are, but they sound like great people. What I just can't take is that, like, every person who wins has to go up there and then try to, like, push the envelope, like, try to push the boundaries of... They give them, like, 30 seconds to thank people. So you can thank your Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Rose, right? But they instead say that, you know, say their thank yous in 2 seconds, and then they try to, like... You know, give like an inspirational speech, but it's like every single person that wins tries to like cram in their unnecessary like inspirational speech that doesn't really go anywhere. It's like, why? Why would you do that? Like, no one is tuning in, you know. You won an award for best set design. Like, it's okay. You don't have to like, tell me anything is possible in life. I get it. Like, you don't... You're happy. You won an award. It's fine. Like, everyone just loves having their platform to... You know, when I was 6 years old, I never thought I would be on this stage. Yeah, that's because... Statistically, you weren't supposed to be on that stage, but someone had to win the award, so here you go. Am I being too mean? That's just how I feel about, like, all these award shows. The only good part was when that total nerd won an award, and then he used his time he proposed to his girlfriend. Like on live TV, like that dude won an award, like for real. Like that dude won. And that's a great use of your time on stage. He's like, this is the only time I'm ever going to be on stage. Like in front of everybody, and I get to say whatever I want to say. Like his mom just died, but he had like the ring that his dad gave his mom on him. And then he proposed and everyone went crazy. And then she said yes. And then she just decided like it wasn't the Emmys anymore. It was just a live television event of them just getting engaged. So she walks up on stage. The guy must have went past his time like by 5 times or whatever. But that made for good TV, so they just let it happen, right? That was a good moment. That was a great moment. But also, that dude won an award for doing an awards show. Apparently, we're just giving awards for the best awards now. Like, he won an award for doing something for the Oscars. That's where it's like, these award shows are just, it's just self-perpetuating. He's just giving out awards for the best awards now. I don't know. I always think about it. Do you ever think about that, like, what your speech would be if you ever won something like an Oscar or an Emmy? I mean, I've thought about it before, and it would be keeping it short and sweet. It would just be like, it would be like the thank yous, and then it would be just enough, you know, because you don't want to be like one of those guys, because there are sometimes those guys who just go up there and just scoop the award and just go, oh, this is great, thanks, and then just walk off. Like, you can't do just that, right? Because then people are like, well, he's not very grateful. It's an award. Like, why do you need an award? You don't need recognition. If you made, like, an awesome movie or a TV show, like, that's it. Like, you're already, that's the award, right? You're making a great thing. And the money that you're making off of it, obviously. That's the award. Does anybody just sell their Oscars, like, on eBay? I mean, I imagine some people must. Those things are like, plated in some sort of gold, right? It's like, it's at least like a thin layer of like 24 karat, right? You could get a couple $100 for one of those things, I'd imagine. And everything up for any major award, like it was the Emmy, so it was all TV shows. I'd never heard of these TV shows. Well, I've heard of them, but like they're all the ones that were up for, you know, the best, like best drama was like all these epic series that I would never have time for. Game of Thrones, never seen an episode. What was the other ones? I don't know. It was like three really famous series. And I was like, who's got time to watch all these shows? I mean, I wish I did. Because I am constantly saying I need a new show. But I mean, like, I need a show where I can watch like one or two episodes a week and slowly get through it. I've probably gotten through two or three TV shows, like whole series, in the past 5 years. I watched all of Breaking Bad and all of Mad Men because those were like incredible. Like those were the best things I've ever seen before. And maybe there's even better shows than those. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I would ever know because there's just more shows ever being created than you could ever possibly get through. So it's like, what can you watch? What do you have time for, right? I have time for, you know, taking on maybe like a show a year, you know, like an entire show in a year. The comedy stuff I recognize, like any of the stand-up specials, I'd watch those. I saw John Mulaney won an award, and I'd watch the John Mulaney stand-up special. And I gotta tell you, that's one category I could probably, I've got some knowledge of. I don't know, I felt like there was maybe some better stand-up specials than his. But he's just so like, you know, he just looks like some Hollywood guy, so. They gave him an award. Dave Chappelle was there, though. I enjoyed seeing Dave. It was a surprise to see him at, like, one of those things. You don't think of him as one of those kind of guys. He was rocking some cool shades. And the other thing that didn't make any sense was, like, how awkward all of the presenters were making, you know, they came out to present an award for best whatever. And it's like two famous people. And I swear it was like a competition for like which, you know, which person could be more awkward. Like whoever was writing all those jokes. But like, I don't feel like they did anything. All they did was just write on a card, like, be awkward. And like Will Ferrell came out and presented an award. I didn't even hear anybody laughing. He was just being randomly just super awkward, just to be awkward. And it was awkward. Like, I don't get why people do that at award shows. This is why I don't watch award shows. Because I can watch the movies, I can watch the TV shows, I can listen to the music. But when you watch those award shows, I don't know, it's like, just to see all these people just thinking that this is like the best night ever. And of course, again, maybe it is. It must be. It must be an awesome feeling. But, and I'm sure if I was ever up for an award, you know, I'd be all about it. I'd make a very considered effort not to be super awkward or to try to cram like some BS inspirational story into it, though. I would just like smile, say thank you, and get off the stage. I mean, you can wear, you know, maybe kind of wear something not ridiculous, but, you know, put some style into it. Because he's like, every guy always seems to wear the exact same tuxedo, especially at the Oscars. It's like all the guys could have just gone to the same shop, right? Give me the black tux. Just standard black tux. And get a nice haircut. No, yeah, I'd put a little style into it, you know. Throw a curveball in there. Get a different, like, maybe a white suit or like a, you know. There was a guy wearing like some nice, it was like a, not like a tan, but like a camel color jacket, something like that, you know, like just throw it off a little bit so you stand out a little bit. I can see that. Not too much, but you know. And I mean the Grammys, I've not watched the Grammys in many years. And I'm pretty sure that's the most, I should watch that because that's where people really get into dress to impress, right? That's when people try to like outrageous each other, it seems. Maybe I should start checking out the Grammys. When is the Grammys? I feel like it's like in winter. So I can be prepared when I win my first Grammy. You know, I know who to thank, when to get off the stage, and how to dress. It's very important. Okay. That's enough rambling about award shows I have no hand in. We do have an actual show coming up. We do have some info here. In October. In Milwaukee. I'm sorry, I'm looking for the information. All right, Sunday, October 21st, at a place called Sabbatic in Milwaukee, Ronaldo Jenkins and the Teardrops, we will be playing. All right. Man, it has been a while since we have played a show. It's been a few months. Be good to step back into it. Get a show going. So again, that is Sunday, October the 21st at Sabbatic in Milwaukee. Peace and love. Just trying to do my Ringo impression there. After October. No, it'll be great. Yeah, if you're in Milwaukee, October, come check us out. It'll be a good time. We never fail to impress. And we never fail to, you know, make things as entertaining as possible and dressing to impress on stage. So why don't you come check us out? You'll be glad you did. All right. I think that's about it for me and for this week's podcast. Hope everyone has a great week out there. Stay inspired, right? Have a great week, and we will see you guys next time on the People Talk Podcast. Peace.